So, hello, my name's Jackie Walker. I'm with you today on the show of Moments of Light, normally hosted by Tom Evans. Tom Evans, as you'll all be aware, is the wizard of light bulb moments. And it's a great honour to turn the tables on Tom and speak to him as the interviewee instead of interviewer. So, hello, Tom.
Hello, Jackie. It's my honour.
Thank you. Tom, I'm absolutely delighted here. And we're going to, I think, maybe have a look back over your year that has just been and what's brought you here to running Moments of Light as a radio show and the Wizard of Light Bulb Moments. Could you share with us how your year has gone and what's brought you here?
Yeah, it's been a bit of an amazing year, really, because I set out at the beginning of the year with none of the plans that have come to pass. You know, I think I might have put some goals down at the beginning of the year, but none of them have come to pass. And what's actually happened is much better ones have been delivered. So that's been a bit of a light bulb moment to me. And in fact, actually, one of the ones that got delivered for me was that this thing about light bulb moments themselves being random.
Okay.
Most people think that they're random, but I kind of worked out the physiological and psychological states that we could get into so we could have them on demand. And that's where the book came from.
Right. And isn't that interesting that your goals didn't happen, though? But yet you've had this fantastic year of new learnings.
Yeah, and it was all about letting go, actually, because I sat out with the intent that I was going to write this book about light bulb moments early on in the year. Mm-hmm. And as a book coach, I did all the things that I'd been telling other people to do. I approached, I'd put a proposal together, send it off to several publishers who had I'd already got a bit of an in with and said, oh, yeah, that would be interested in the book. And two publishers that had made and expressed an interest in publishing the book both turned round after about 3 months and said that it wasn't for them, which is a bit of a shock when they both said that they were both keen.
Mm.
But the same week that that happened, I bumped into three people who had all published a book with O-Books. And I went, hang on a minute, is the universe trying to tell me something here? So I sent O-Books an email, and within 2 days they said, yeah, we'll publish it. And I think the big lesson there was just let go. And if you got if you set the right intent, the universe will provide. And it did.
Okay. And talk us through the right intent, because I think that's a very interesting key point, isn't it? It's the intent being what?
Well, my intent was to enlighten people, you know. So I've got a fairly high intent. It wasn't about getting a book published per se. It was about actually lightening people up. And connecting them with Source. And the book is really a bit of a spiritual Trojan horse, because it's not an overtly spiritual book, and it's a way of getting spiritual teaching and spiritual writing in front of people that would never go into the mind-body-spirit section of a bookshop.
Sure.
Because what we're talking about is ideas, entrepreneurship, inventions, and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And so I had this idea that it'd be great to get this stuff, all these practices, like how we breathe, how we connect with our gut minds and our heart minds, and how we connect with the super consciousness out to a completely different audience. And then the framework and the metaphor of light bulb moments gave me that excuse, if you like.
Fantastic. Do you know, I often wonder, Tom, if you hit the nail on the head there when you said it was a pretty high intent. It wasn't about publishing your book. How many people do you think sometimes think that the goal is in the doing bit rather than the high intention?
Well, I think the doing bit, and also the needing bit as well, because a lot of people kind of need some money. So one of the goals could have been, you know, write a book and for it to sell 1 million copies, so I get 1 million quid or something like that. And mm-hmm. and that is kind of in there, in the mix somewhere of the goals, but mm-hmm. it's fairly low down. And I've just taken it for read that if I need 1 million quid, then 1 million quid will kind of arrive, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If I need 500,000, that'll arrive. And if I need £1, that will arrive, you know? And and that's kind of been the pattern for the whole of the year. You know, clients have just turned up just when I stopped writing. So I write, deliver a book, and then stop writing, and then clients turn up. It's almost like they know I'm busy and don't bother me. And just about enough money's been in the bank account all year, which is a little bit weird when you first get into it, because I've always lived with a bit of a positive balance. But I'm getting to trust that everything that is required will be delivered.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So having had those, what would you say, if you could nutshell it into say, I don't know, 1, 2, 3 learnings were the biggest learnings you had for 2010 then?
I think the biggest learnings were that target-based goal setting, although it's admirable, and there are some good systems out there like the SMART system and what have you, while they're admirable, they're not as good as learning-based goal settings.
And I know, we're going to come on to this, aren't we?
Yeah, well, in retrospect, I think I now know what I did this year is I learned how to write a best-selling book.
Right.
So, i.e., a book that's capable of being a bestseller, right?
Okay.
I also learned how to engage with publishers, so I found a nice publisher to work with, and a nice partner to work with. And next year, my plan is to learn how to be a best-selling author. Not to become a best-selling author, but learn how to be one. All the things that entails. And already I've got a few invitations to speak on various platforms that I know that will give me that exposure and that experience.
That is very interesting, because it's not the writing of it and the doing of it and getting the publisher. It's how to get your book then acknowledged and sold for you to stand into the place of being the author. So what is entailed, do you believe, for a best-selling author? What do they have to be seen to be doing and being?
Well, you know, if I knew that, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't be able to learn it, would I? So I can tell you what I suspect it is. I suspect it's actually to allow more arriving, just allow more things to come in. And what I've learned is if I actually get on with the task of writing even more and not trying to fish around for these opportunities that I think of, then even better opportunities seem to come along just by the very fact I'm writing. And that might be writing a tweet a day, or writing something on my Facebook page, or writing a blog, or writing the next book indeed. And it seems to me that the very action of tuning in and channeling seems to make the connection, and that the universe kind of delivers exactly what you need, but in a much better way than you ever imagined.
Do you think, Tom, that this has got anything to do with things speeding up, that these things are now happening, or is it because you've done all the work on yourself in order to be able to allow it to happen now?
Yeah, I think I've had the suspicion that 2010 was the year of clearing any residual karma. Mm-hmm. 2011 will be the year of coming into full power, so that 2012 becomes the pivotal point in the transformation, whatever that might be.